Old Story Audio presents an unabridged recording of The Possession by Michael Rutger, narrated by Wayne Pyle.
This is for the Essex Witches, Tess and Eleanor, Matthew, and Bex and Kurt and Pip. The Unseen exists and has properties. Richard Ford, Lay of the Land. From the files of Nolan Moore, San Francisco Chronicle, August 14, 1904. To see the original newspaper article, refer to the accompanying PDF. Prologue. She walked along the side of the road, and she walked fast. Her legs were stiff, her arms crossed tight. Her head hurt, badly, as if a metal band was clamped around her temples, tightening. Her cheeks were stinging. Her neck felt naked and hurt around the back like a burn. Her best sneakers and her new jeans were getting soaked from the wet grass, and the gray-black mass of sky said there was more coming. Let it. Everybody she saw was ugly. She had never felt more alone in her life, and none of this was her fault. She kept stomping homeward, but after a while started to slow down, feet turning heavy and miserable. Her head ached worse than ever, and her cheeks were wet now, too. And none of this was fair. She'd been so happy. She'd climbed such a big wall, and all she wanted to do was share the view on the other side, not discover that somebody else thought they already owned it, that it wasn't hers. Her vision was blurred with angry tears, but she'd walked this way so many times she could have done it with eyes closed. She didn't even notice the man sitting on the bench until she was level with him. "Hey," he said. Old guy, gaunt face, black hair, bags under his eyes. She knew who he was immediately. Had seen him 100 times. He'd been in their house, stood by the fireplace talking with her dad, drinking one of his beers. He'd always been in the background of her life like a dusty piece of someone else's furniture. But she didn't want to talk to him now. Him or anybody else. She kept going. "You okay?" he asked. He stood, started walking with her, not right beside, but at the same speed. "I'm fine," she said, keeping her head down, wiping the back of her hand across her eyes. It was probably too late, but she didn't want him to see she'd been crying. She was 14. That's not a child anymore, whatever dumbass old people might think. Parents and teachers, everyone, but friends most of all. All they ever want to do is keep you small.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?